Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Yeah. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks.
Wow. Digit dance, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3.
The Degen Dads, Diapers, and Defy. Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.
What is up, everybody? There's the scene change I was looking for. Welcome to the Degen Dads podcast. I'm Chris Coffey, joined by my co-host, Kyle Wilson. I hope you guys are having an amazing Thursday morning. There's been so much going on this week. And as of right now, we only go live once a week. And so, I mean, World Liberty Token, we got all kinds of meme coins going crazy, a Pokemon meta. Today, one of the main focuses, too, is Pump Fun flipped Hyperliquid in revenue, which is crazy. There's a lot to talk about around this, all the way from creators making $40,000 in a couple of hours off of just fees. If you watch the video, you'll figure out what that's about. To a lot more going on with other creators possibly rugging their tokens. We're going to do some on-chain activity today. We're going to talk about Troll. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're going to do some polymarket bets. As a matter of fact, we'll probably start off softly with a polymarket bet. And we're going to open up some Pokemon packs via Fidgetals if it comes back on before this episode's done. And BZ. So we're hitting up two different platforms in this video. Before we dive in, what's up, Kyle? How are you doing today, man?
Dude, I'm doing good. Other than hearing that BZ might be out of stock too now. So we I know, dude. So the Pokemon RWO market has been going parabolic with a lot of tokens popping off. Just because one platform got a lot of attention, and now they're all getting a lot of attention. And so now all these platforms, like everybody's rushing to it. They're all getting sold out. It's been crazy, crazy week for the Pokemon RWA market. So yeah, that's been a little bit of update on that end, but yeah, everything's good here. Market's kind of dumping a little bit today, which is not too surprising since it pumped yesterday, but you would like to see a couple of green days in a row. But September is, you know, been predominantly a quote unquote weak month for stocks. But I suspect that will change here in the later half of the month as Jerome Powell is cutting rates, as everybody is predicting. Like, I think it's like 90% that he's going to cut the rates, which is a weird thing because the market should be performing a little bit better. But I think, you know, there's just too much FUD in the market, like just enough FUD injected to the market. It's making investors a little bit cautious on the sideline, which is, I think, a psyop. But anyways, other than that, pretty great stuff. Yeah. Ready to roll, baby.
Dude, yeah. I mean, last month when we talked about the rate cuts coming September, or not, maybe like a couple weeks ago, it was like a 60% chance that the rates were not going to be cut. So honestly, if you took that bet on Polymarket, you'd be up substantially because you could sell the bet like a leverage position. And let's not just talk about that. Let's do our normal. Let's actually show what we're talking about on chain. That's what we do on the show, is we do more than talk. We place trades, we place bets, we show you on-chain DeFi activities, we open packs, RWAs. And also, I didn't mention the intro, but we do want to spend a pretty good section of the show talking about RWAs because it's kind of growing right now. And Kyle and I both are passionate about RWAs. We've been passionate about it since we started creating content. It's just now really coming to fruition with some of the possibilities now. But before that, let's do some on-chain stuff real quick. We're talking about Polymarket, and so I want to go ahead and pull it up. I apologize in advance for my light mode. I know people don't love light mode.
My eyes.
Yeah. So this is interesting. This is the bet that I'm really liking and I'm going to take real time. So Easy's been doing a really good job at like being the Mr. Beast of polymarket, not just a polymarket, but a prediction markets. And out of all his thesis, I definitely agree with this as well. Basically, I won't read this whole thing, but here's his top time-based trades right now. I'll explain what a time-based trade is in just a few minutes. But one of them is Gemini 3.0 to be released by October 31st. And his thesis is they just released Nano Banana, so likelihood of another model is slim before October. At 60 cents for no, you still have a 40 cent return, which is a 66% gain to hold to expire. If you think it'll break 80 cents sooner or later, then personally scaling out. Anyways, so what he means by this is, let's go back to the poly market, is this one on October is if you buy no, then every day the likelihood of it being no goes up until it's announced. So that's all he's saying is this is a time-based trade. So what that means is, again, people are going to start getting nervous, like, oh, they haven't really hinted towards it, it hasn't happened yet. So sometimes the best thing to do is just bet on nothing happening, and every day that nothing happens, the odds of that goes up. So right now I'm putting $100 on no, this isn't going to happen. $100 right here. So, you know, right now, you know, average price 60 cents. I'm not winning like crazy or anything, but we'll come back to this later. We're going to buy this no, because I agree. Got to enable trading. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and approve this, all of these transactions. And basically, it will lock in our bet for that Chris Coffee $100 on no. Do you have any opinions on this specific bet or anything I just said?
Not really, man. I have no edge on Gemini 3.0 being released. I usually keep up with these models, though, but I haven't lately just because there's been so much going on in crypto that I haven't been able to like stop for a second. You know, I know Nana Banana has been all the craze lately as well, but I have no edge on this bet specifically, but it's pretty interesting. We definitely circle back to it if it does release before then.
I just remember that I have $100 in my account that I deposited ahead of time, so I actually have to buy $90 worth because I have like 99 total, so I had to decrease that size.
I see people making like cabal chats for Polymarket so they can have an edge for like these votes. So that's something to keep an eye on. Like, we might see like massive groups of like people like voting the same way or doing like dynamic things in the market. So that's something to be aware of too.
So I just think okay, look, I got it. So I'm already down. So, but again, this is like a leveraged position, right? And so I just put $90 in. And so technically after I bought, the average changed a little bit. So I'm down $1.50. But another thing that I heard Easy bring up that's really good, and Kyle, you would be able to relate to this too, is when you do like call options or even when you do leverage trades, you actually pay for every day that that position is open. Like, I forgot what it's called, but you pay a percentage of your open position. That's how they make money on these leverage trades and don't incentivize you just to hold them forever. But with prediction markets, this isn't the case to my knowledge. So it's not like I'm paying on my position every single day like I would a call option and forced to trade it sooner. I can buy and chill without the risk of paying all these fees, right? Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Sweet. So one of the main topics today, you know, we went ahead and locked in our bet. One of the main topics that today is that Pumpfine flipped Hyperliquid in revenue. And if you look at the charts right here, you can see that Pumpfine, the holder revenue, it's barely. The revenue in the last 24 hours is $2.54 million, whereas Hyperliquid is $2.46 million. Lots at play here. I don't want to spend the whole time like just me talking about it. I'll give a TLDR and show you some stuff later. Is they did just enable dynamic fees for creators. So creators are incentivized to stream and make money. The best example of this was Mitch on Pumpfine. So Mitch launched a token literally called Mitch. He doesn't even have a Twitter account. Now, granted, he was like the biggest trench trader probably higher than Cupsy's level. And he launched a token. He made 234 SOL, which is $47,000. He made 40,000 of that basically in one night. Like within the first hour, he made $30,000. And then within the first night, you know, to the next day, he made 40. He probably made about seven today. But even people like Rasmer is saying that since this dynamic fee switch, which we can look at in just a few minutes, was enabled, that his creator fees increased by 40%. He's been streaming every single day. I don't even know. Rasmer has the worst name, like branding name. But he's been streaming every day on Pump Fun, just about clipping all the time. And he's saying that recently, after this creator fee, he made 40% of his total rewards in the last couple of days.
Yeah, last couple of days or something wild. Yeah.
These aren't the best charts. But yeah, so Pump Fun, basically, I don't have this pulled up. I can pull it up. They had this large announcement to where they changed the fee structure that they're paying out to their creators to dynamic fees. So if we rewind till they announced this yesterday, so 2 million, 2.4 million in creator fees were claimed after the announcement, but I want to go to the announcement itself. It's called Project Ascend. And basically, I'll just read it. 100x Fund, by making coins more sustainable and aligned with their communities, 10x more creator earnings via dynamic fees, 10x faster processing of CTO creator fee applications. And it goes into like a huge breakdown of like how this is going to work. Essentially, creators get paid more and then their top holders get incentivized to hold more, which led people to do really bad things that we're going to talk about later. But I want to pass it to you, Kyle, just if you have any thoughts or opinions about all of this.
No, I think this is a really good update for Pump Fun. I think that a lot of people are bullish now on Pump Fun, which I kind of suspected. Like, you know, there's a lot of FUD around the token raise and thereafter and the token price going down, but it's been kind of uptrending a little bit. I've been seeing a lot of, you know, degens and trenchers like starting to post like Pump Fun's going to all-time highs and like all this other stuff. So I think Pump Fun's definitely on the rise again, and their kind of token is reflecting that. And the creator fee, I think it's a huge one. I think a lot of people are trying to say, you know, creator markets are going to be the next biggest thing. I don't know if that's the case, but I do think that's popular right now. And I do think, you know, creators are going to have to find unique ways to differentiate themselves from other creators. And, you know, like, let's say DJ and Dads, I think this would be a good case, like a good, like, if we launch one, it's a highly brandable podcast. It's, you know, we have two guys, two personal brands, and, you know, pretty much like the sky is the limit for a brand like ours, in my opinion. But, and that, I think that's like more of a win for creators, like to do something like that than individually launch their tokens, which it's fine if they do. And the bigger creators will definitely like win big, you know, the big ones. But aside from that, it's like, well, what are you going to do? Drop tier B and tier C creator coins and hopefully those do well. And that's not the move for tier B and C or whatever creators. So I think the next move is going to be more like around brands, like branded coins that are actually building something special in the space. So I don't know. That's just a quick guess of mine that I think might happen. We'll see. Kind of go from there. It's funny because it's like, that's kind of what like the Believe app kind of was like, you know, it didn't really like fulfill its like vision, but it feels like it kind of like Pump Fun is kind of going in this like cycle where it's like, you know, creators, businesses, back to creators, back to businesses. And it's like that. And you saw that with Zard. Zard actually, I think, was a Pump Fun token as well. And they are actually native on Flow, I think, too. But they had like a lot of dynamic fees coming in and they were able to purchase some more Zards. And I think they like bought back some of their token as well, just from these dynamic fees in the last few days. So, and that's a real like, you know, Pokemon treasury company, if you will. It's like going to be interesting to see how this plays out and like what these kind of companies or businesses, brands, creators do with this. It could be very interesting. And I think like more platforms should adopt this type of model. So definitely one of the better Pump Fun updates in my opinion. And yeah.
Yeah, Win Dad Token.
Win DGen Dad Token. Should it be Dad Token or just?
I don't know. Maybe DGen. I guess we'll have that conversation in the future. But yeah, streaming on Pump Fun would be super cool.
Maybe we should do Dad because like I keep seeing
it's relatable.
Yeah, Instagram like brands, they keep having like these like dad hats, and I'm a sucker because I bought one. Like I bought a Dad Gang hat, and then there's like another brand, I forget what it's called, but there's like another huge dad brand. And they advertise me all the time on Instagram. So yeah, maybe there's something there.
Heck yeah. There is a dark side of this that I want to pull up. You know, I don't want to go straight to accusations, even though I think he's a fraud. But so Gainsey, man, here's what happens. Gainsey one clips his token about 24 hours after this announcement, right after Mitch made all these fees and all of this, whatever, and they changed the dynamic. Okay. So he one clipped it, basically dropping the token to nothing. And then this mysterious wallet that was funded a couple of days before buys 25% of the supply as soon as this one clips, like a sniper transaction, and then proceeds to sell $430,000 worth in 10 minutes and 69 clips.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Which is kind of funny. So, you know, he basically made over $500,000 on this. He claims he wasn't hacked. He accidentally, I don't know if I have it pulled up right here. Basically, he misclicked is what he said. He actually clicked the wrong button and sold it. Crazy, man. Crazy. So, but hear me out. Here's what to give him the benefit of the doubt. Here's what I think happened. I think could have happened. One, I think most likely scenario, he's just a scammer and he took all the money himself. I think second likely scenario, maybe up there, the most likely scenario is he intentionally one clip for the marketing and to bring all this attention to his token because the dynamic fee structure. So like, think about it. You knew this was going to go popular. You knew people are going to speculate. So you just made yourself a lot of money off of speculation. And then maybe it really wasn't him. Maybe somebody else actually sniped the token when it dipped. I don't know how they would have known that or timed it. And then they sold off. You know, I think that's also likely. Like, he intentionally didn't misclick. He did that for marketing. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm going to buy it back, blah, 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 which that does hurt people. And did that all for attention and dynamic fees. I don't know. What do you think? Is this cap?
Dude, I think that's I don't know what to believe, but it just seems a little odd and a little suspicious. And if he did do it, that's diabolical work. I mean, that's diabolical, but I mean, again, this is the things that happen in the trenches sometimes. I mean, you know, you get creators, they, you know, I don't know. I don't want to accuse the guy because I don't know at the end of the day. A lot of people like Gainsey, some people don't. But yeah, in the trenches, people get greedy, man. Stuff like this may or may not happen sometimes. And that's just like comes with the territory. And, you know, creators or people like, you know, that are in the trenches, they get like, you know, an opportunity and they have a lot of money. Yeah. Like one clipping and things like that, that happens. You know, I saw Gake the other day, he was in Czar and he one clipped 14K. I mean, these people don't really care.
They don't care. Yeah. Just gonna dump, but this is his own token though, bro. Like this is like his token.
Yeah. He sees life-changing money, you know, at his fingertips, literally at his fingertips. Cause he clicked. Again, I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, but that's devious work, bro. If he did do it.
I just realized while live on the stream, I know Sticker Dude, he's in the NRN Discord and he's on his Clipper arc. We might need to hit him up for some DJ and Dad's clips. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, Gainsey's, if you're not familiar, he's doxxed. I mean, like he streams on Pump, you know, with his face, background, whatever. He has a ton of clips. I mean, that's the only way people see, because right now Pump Fun, people aren't really viewing his live much. So yeah, I don't know. It happened like 12 hours after Cook's accident, which Cook, this wasn't as whatever, but basically Cook, which you quote tweeted the other day and called out for something different. Let's see, Cook hack. So basically Cook's account posts multiple times throughout the night saying like, I'm doing a pre-sale, get in now. I don't know why this is like completely, here it is. Basically live, Cooked is live and that. And basically people, and there was other posts, this happened like five times in the same day, where it would say like in parentheses, one soul minimum. So basically people were sending in soul to that address and the dude was just eating off of it. Well, Cook obviously is like, you know, comes back a day later and is like, yo, that wasn't me, I was hacked. Now a lot of people are suspicious. They're like, oh, were you really hacked? Did you just need the money? You know, what a scammer. Cook is going to claim he's hacked, you know, after raising. I will say this. I am not the biggest fan of Cook, but I actually think he was hacked. I really do actually think he was hacked. Cook makes a lot of money in meme coin shills and is proud of it and doesn't need to directly scam people to make money. And I just don't think this is his move. I did see some evidence too that this is actually a sophisticated hacker. So I do believe Cook here, but I don't know, Kyle. You beefed with him a little bit the other day. I know you just like disagreed with him, but what do you think about Cook?
I think there's a possibility he could have got hacked. I mean, I think somebody was like accusing him at first and they're like, well, wait a minute. I dug a little bit more. It could have actually been a hack. And they like went through his transaction history and all this stuff. And so I think there was like some evidence. I didn't read through all of it, but I did see somebody, like one of his main accusers was like, well, wait a minute. Like, let me, like, I actually dug through this a little bit more and found that like it might've actually been a real hack. So that's what, yeah, the jury's still out on this one. I think everybody's kind of been like on the fences with this one, more so than the Gainsy one. I think the Gainsy one, people are like, ah, bro, come on. And, yeah. But you know how CT is, they'll forgive a dude in the day, you know, like it's almost
I'm pretty sure this is a wild claim, bro. But so I'm not saying this for sure happened, but I'm pretty sure Gainsy killed somebody got that scraped off the internet. Like do some digging on Gainsy, like on his past.
Like IRL.
Yeah. Like in real life and like people scrapped it. But dang. Yeah, I don't know if we want to go that dark on the podcast, but yeah, people can get their history scrapped here.
Yeah, like with CT, it's almost like the more controversial you are, like the more rewarded you get for it for whatever reason. And I hope that meta changes. And yeah, that's just how it is on CT, but
yeah, it is, man. But hey, by the way, if you're watching right now, whether it's on CT or Kick or whatever, leave this a like, a repost. Interact, drop a comment, specifically hop on Kick or YouTube, drop a comment there. That's where we're really like going to be like pulling up comments later on in the show. So yeah, we'd appreciate that a lot, and supports the channel in any way. I know right now we're not getting the filtration through X right now. Like it's not showing on our end, but I know you guys are watching on X. I see you watching on X right now. So be sure to support us on other platforms as well. So yeah, I don't want to move on from the pump fund topic yet. There's still a little bit more to talk about. This is really just because it's a pump fund token, but this is pretty big news for a meme coin. I did buy some of this coin last night. I am up on my last night purchases. I just bought like a couple soul worth. I wish I'd have bought more. That's the story of my life. But basically, Troll announced that they acquired the IP rights to the Trollface meme. I think this was a six-figure acquisition. And so, yeah, not only does this make us the official Troll token, but it makes us owning Troll, literally owning a piece of internet history. The IP rights also allows us to expand Troll brand further to capture new audiences. I'm a big fan of this move. I think this really shows that this community cared about the meme. This is like, this thing's not going to like, in my opinion, anything that happened in this space. Yeah, I don't think this is going to rug. I know like whale holders that are like super excited and just invested in the token. So yeah, I think this is a big W for Troll, and the chart says the same. I mean, I say that and it's like red right now, but I mean, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now. Is this 5 minute? Is this, I don't know what, oh, this is 1 minute. Yeah. So let's like scroll out a little bit. Let's go to like 15 minutes. So you can see, dude, who was this? That was, dude, imagine soloing right before the pump. Anyways, you could tell this is around the time of the announcement, I'm sure. September 3rd, which was yesterday. And then it literally jumped from 157 million to 209 million. And it's basically been bouncing around since and currently at 195. I think this token has a chance to be a $1 billion token. And I own very little of it. I own like a couple soul worth at best. I've actually lost more on Troll than I have made because I tried to leverage positions and got wrecked. But regardless, I think that this is going to do well. It does say like average here or whatever. I don't think I have any on this account. I think it's another account. But yeah, anyways, I don't know. What do you think about the whole like purchasing IP and
yeah, I thought this was dope. You know, if you're a Troll holder, you're excited about this one. Yeah, it's pretty exciting news. And especially if meme coin season like heats up, I think we will get a meme coin season again. But all coins have to be firing on all cylinders for this to happen. But yeah, you could have a potential. I see a lot of people are excited about this coin. I see a lot of like the Bodago people are excited about it, you know, kind of shilling this one. This is a pretty cool one. I like this one a little bit better. I saw Doge, you know, the Doge coin. There's like somebody made an acquisition of that one. But I think it had a separate token. I don't think it was tied to the actual Doge coin. But they acquired like the rights to like Doge like properties or something like that. I thought that was an interesting one. That one wasn't, I don't think, as like significant because like it wasn't like a niche meme in crypto, right? And then this one is a little bit more like extending beyond crypto and into like internet culture. So this one was pretty cool. I would love to see more memes like acquire stuff. Like it'd be cool. Like what if Pepe the Frog like acquired like rights to like Pepe? Yeah. That'd be pretty dope. I think that would be way more bullish for Pepe than Troll, but because I like the meme a little bit better. So at that point, like these are, I don't know, this move right here kind of like is like extending beyond just like memes, right? This is like branding type. You're venturing into IP and branding, which is very bullish for crypto. And this is, I think this is bullish for creators, honestly, because like in the future, what if creators start acquiring IP or whatever? So just because they have like a creator coin, they have enough money to do it, and they're acquiring like, you know, cool stuff like this, then I think that would be another bullish move for creator economies and creator coins. But yeah, this is just I think a win for the space. You know, is it going to a billion? Not, I don't know. I think it could perform well if there's altcoin season, but alts right now are just kind of like meh. And so hopefully later this month things get caught on fire and things get moving.
Dude, the pain here is I saw a Troll, like this specific Troll at like, I don't know, 4 million or something, and I never bought. And it had one day where it like went from basically that range that I see. It went from 16 Crazy. Million. I saw it even like down here. It went from 16 million to like 200 million in the matter of like a couple of weeks. so that was a 20x. Right.
Now, and this one wasn't this one pushed by Pump themselves, or wasn't this pushed by one of the foundations?
It was. Yeah. Pump literally has it like in their bio, I think, or they did. So basically Pump chose to. Yeah. Look, I mean, it's here, but it's also like what Pump has made a couple of posts kind of shouting out meme coin communities, and Troll is like at the forefront of all of these.
Chill House is still chilling at like,
yeah, it's so funny, dude. Yeah, it's crazy.
I bought Chill House at one point, but I got out of it because it wasn't moving.
Yeah, but I think memes are gonna. Ash had a really good take on this. I'm in Ash Robin's group, Kanto Labs, and yeah, I think that Ash is great. His group is one of the only ones that's like still really active at this time in the meme coin trenches. He had a good take on the trenches last night. I'll sum this up, but he basically was looking at the Dune and the dashboard, and basically like people are putting more trust in higher market cap tokens like Troll, Cards, Pump, Tokabu. Basically what he's saying is the people that usually are like looking for the sub 1 mil gambles are instead sizing into these plays. And he thinks that this is a healthy rotation for the whole ecosystem, kind of allowing breathing room. And he showed some metrics to support that. Basically just talking about people aren't really concerned about sub 1 million runners right now. They're more so focused on these like larger tokens, which I agree. Again, Ash is a good follow in my opinion. And if you're looking for an alpha group, there's not many out there that are still super active. Kanto Labs is very active. And yeah, it actually has Josh in there. which I can never find. He's always search banned. But Josh, I was in his group. He actually scanned Troll at like 70K market cap. And, you know, there's a difference between a scan and a call, of course. But he actually became a troll whale, and he's actually, like, doing really well. Like, I don't exactly know how much you put in, but I know he owns a percentage of the supply. And, I mean, it's got to be at least six figures.
Yeah, this one is I agree with that. I think that's actually been the case for a minute, just based on, like, smart money. Like, I think there's like a few metric platforms that track like smart whales, aka like meme whales, and they call it smart money sometimes. It's kind of funny because it's like we're all investing in memes. But yeah, I think that's just been the general consensus for a while. I think the trenches like down in the weeds have been kind of cooked. But if you like get out of the weeds and you're looking around at the forest, then people are just aping into like bigger plays, trying to capture like a larger play, you know, because it's easier to put like 50K into a larger meme that could go to a bill versus like trying to spend 50K in the weeds in the trenches right now and getting wrecked by like, you know, jeets and stuff.
Well, you have that liquidity, like in these bigger memes, like the liquid here is 6 million. So you could put 10,000 in, 20,000 in, whatever it is, and take it and have the liquid to get out. Whereas if you're looking at these like sub 1 million tokens, they have like maybe 50,000 in liquidity, usually 20,000 is like the average. So like, unless they become one of these tokens, you're not going to make life-changing money. Like, you think you're going to be the one to do that? That's why the top traders like Cupsy and Orangey and all of them, their average hold time is like four seconds, because what they do is they put a lot of money into these very new tokens, and they know that they can't take 50,000 plus out. They'll take a couple thousand dollars profit and do that all day long. They'll be like, oh, 500 profit, oh, 600 profit, oh, 1,000. But they don't sit there and hold these. They're in and out of the smaller caps, which is they're the main traders. They have the main advantage. They have the most copy traders. Like, they're going to be the ones to eat from that. Whereas you have, I would say, a little bit more equal opportunity identifying these like somewhat stable coins. I mean, one of my better trades, which I still like, you know, obviously wish I would put more in, was Mog at like 200 mil. I don't even know what Mog's at right now, but it went, I took profits at one bill, right? So I had a solid 4X after entering in at like 200 mil. And it was with size, but it wasn't, again, when I say size, it just depends on who you are. Like, I was happy with my profit, but some people, their size is like, they could put up $100,000 in and they can make $100,000 on something like Mog. But anyways, that's, when you're looking at like larger market cap memes, that's one of the things to be thinking about, is you can actually get in and get out of these things with size.
Yeah, there's been some like pretty good metas too in the trenches, like that you don't have to like gamble as much on. So I know like the streamer meta, creator meta, Pokemon meta, those are like clear metas that people are like trying to like figure out. Like streamer coin has been doing pretty good the past couple of days, or the past day. Like, it's at like, you know, went up all the way to like 10 mil market cap. Just in the last like several hours, it's pumped like hardcore in the last like 24 hours. So sometimes you can get some of these like really good plays in the trenches, but it's very few and far in between these days. You have to look for like super clear metas that everybody else is also excited about. But yeah, like Orangey, Cupsy, they are, you know, like you said, holding for so short of a time with these copy traders as well. So they can like ape in, ape out, and then they kind of like, in a way, it's a quick dump on people's foreheads, and they have an advantage on that. Although Orangey does create new wallets, and he's like, yo, I create a new wallet and I'm still making bank. But he's in
all the insider groups too, though, and he has so much money that it's no problem for him to throw a couple hundred at a brand new token, knowing that if it rugs it, he'll lose a couple hundred bucks. To a lot of people, that's a big deal, but he can do that all day. You know, right. I mean, he's accumulating what, $1 million a month from his group. Like he has infinite money to like ape these tokens at really low. So,
right. He had to get there from, you know, square zero. So, but he got there during when the trenches were insanely hot. You could put money to almost anything and it was like going to a mill. And then he was holding a lot longer back then. He would actually wait. You could actually watch him in his group, and he'd hold some of these plays for a little bit longer.
Yeah, definitely. Oh man, yeah. There's a lot of opportunity still in the trenches. I think it's going to recover, but yeah, I think it's about time to move on.
What would be the best way to get rich? Jorge is a big Solana maxi, so maybe longing. I know Jorge will like this one. Longing Solana like 20x leverage. No. I think Solana actually will do really well when the altcoin market pops off. I think it's after ETH, it's going to be like Solana.
It's the next ETF for sure.
Yeah, and then after that, all the other like majors are going to start pumping.
Hey, you're talking about Meta.
To get rich is the majors in altcoin right now. Stick to the majors.
You're talking about metas. I want us to talk about RWA meta for a while, because me and you have been doing this for a long time. And really, CT just started picking up on it, so much so that a lot of the places we buy from are sold out. That's fun. Like this week. Can we talk a little bit about like RWAs? Can you pull up, like, you're talking about plays and trenches. You called out Zard on our podcast when it was like 1 mil or under. And you know, that was a calculated play that went to over 4 mil yesterday. So there's still opportunity, yeah, specifically through watching our podcast. With all that being said, my point is, can you just like walk us through RWAs and specifically maybe show us some like your thesis on Zard and how you built that and what that has to do with RWAs and all that?
Yeah, let me pull up the chart for it real quick if you want to turn yours off.
Hey, I will. Yeah, this is a high level comment from George, though. He said, I just 50x'd Solana leverage on Coinbase. The reason I say that's a big brain comment. I don't know if he meant to do this, but Coinbase just increased their leverage. To 50x like yesterday. So I don't know if he just got lucky and said that and was being silly, or if he knew that, but they literally just increased their leverage amount. I don't remember if it was exactly 50x. I'm looking right now, but I know they did increase the max leverage you could do.
Yeah. If you know Jorge, it's probably he's 99% probably joking unless he actually did it. But there's the off chance he did do it. But because he actually has a finance background. He's actually almost, I don't want to say perma bear, but he's always more on the cautious end of trading, which is probably actually the smarter end of trading, to be honest. But
look, I know you're sharing. I just wanted to show. This is like yesterday. They changed it to 50x.
No, he's in the, and he's always looking at the news. So
yeah,
he's probably aware of that.
That's funny.
Yep. Yesterday 50x is correct. Yep. Wild, man. So Solana, I think, is going to do well. So I think that's probably the easiest. Solana, everybody's talking about Chainlink now. So I think those two are going to be like the easy plays of the cycle.
I need to long that.
And then I think the third one people are, I know a lot of people have AVAX on their watch list. And I know I'm not saying that as a shill, but I have watched a lot of traders on their streams. But they have a lot of like the majors on their list as well. But AVAX is an underperformer technically. And so it's at the end of its like triangle, you know, bull flag pattern. So people are watching that one real close. I watch a Jupe too. Jupe, I think, is a nice beta play of Solana. Arbitrum for me has been a nice beta play for Ethereum. I profited off of Arbitrum pretty hardly. Earlier this year. So the beta plays are going to be great too. As long as like you got your Sol, your ETH, you know, pumping, I think those two beta plays are going to be pretty phenomenal.
Dude, this chart looks terrible, but if you looked at it yesterday, it looked amazing.
Yeah. So back to the RWA, I think we called this one, let me pull it back to like the daily chart. So this one's pretty more significant. Like, so, you know, I think we started telling people about Zard around here, around this 400 to 300K market cap level. I know I started tweeting about it several weeks ago. And yeah, this sucker a month later took off, went all the way up to over $7 million market cap. I personally got out because it did get a little toppy. I started seeing like influencers getting into it. Gek dumped like one clip 14K and I was like, oh man. And so I got out of that one, but I may ape back into it if this thing keeps dumping though, because I think it has, you know, it could get popular again. I don't know.
Can you explain the thesis around it?
Yeah. So this one is a Pokemon Strategic Reserve. So what they're doing is they're focusing in on Charizards only. Obviously, Charizards are, you know, they appreciate in value at, or have at least in like the last, you know, decade or so. And so what they've done is they've gone out and just, you know, created this token to acquire more Charizards. That's literally all it is. Home of the Strategic Charizard Reserve, which is hilarious because like you have Bitcoin Strategic Reserves, like, you know, the US is doing it. A lot of countries are doing it. This one's a very creative strategic reserve that I think, you know, popped off at the right time. You know, they've been acquiring Charizards for a while. They have their collection on BZ on the blockchain, which BZ is like based on Flow. So everything's on the blockchain, you know, they keep showing transparency here of all the Charizards. They even have donations from people donating Charizards to them as well.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so they're accumulating a lot of Charizards. And so it's like, if you want a piece of that action of this treasury, then what you could do is just technically you could go in and buy this token and get a piece of that. But this was a huge speculation hype play. You know, again, the meta, Pokemon meta had just popped off, and that's why this thing went parabolic. You have cards as well. This one's an actual platform that drops Pokemon packs. We saw huge whales aping in like 50K racks into this token. It just bumped hardcore. It was one of the few ones that actually had a token, right? Zard isn't really associated with like, you know, they don't drop any packs. They just accumulate cards. This was one of the few like RWA Pokemon platforms that actually had a token attached to it. Via Solana, and obviously Solana degens to the max, right? So people were dumping like 50K racks into this one. And then a few smaller ones popped off like CSGO. And then there's Magic. This was another platform that drops Pokemon packs. And then Hutch was the CSGO one. This one went all the way to 12.8 mil, almost touched 13 mil. And these primarily focuses on CS2 skins. So really the collectible market popped off pretty hard. But as you can see, a lot of people are taking profits. We'll see where this lands and to see if this collectible meta can stay. That's going to be the key thing to keep a focus on. I think Pokemon, obviously, the longevity of Pokemon is there. So I think they'll be fine. But as of now, there's a lot of these platforms that are literally sold out. So if you go to like Fidgetals, we'll be right back, out of stock. Go to Collector's Crypt, out of stock. Go to Beezy's. I've heard Beezy's is out of stock. I don't know. Let me try. Let's see if this is actually, see if this is out of stock. It might say out of stock. Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to enter our card information. We will try. Should I try to pull it right now?
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe in the off chance it isn't out of stock.
So Fidgetals has I had one ready to pull, and it's out of stock. But it does have another card pack I could buy that's not out of stock.
All right. So we'll see if this one's in stock or out of stock. I don't know. Somebody was telling me they're out of stock, BZ. So maybe the off chance like they somehow reserved one for me since I went to this website earlier before the stream, but. We're seeing this across the board. It's crazy, man. People are pulling these. So, it's working. So
let's go.
Hey, I don't know what that is.
It's a Slow King, Japanese one, 10, but was that the $30 pull or the $50 pull?
50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to swap that bad boy out. Get rid of that bad boy.
All right. So on Fidgetals, I can pay with USDC, right? Let's see, deposit. Instantly converge.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I gotta get some money in my account.
You're like, bro, that's locking. Of course I know that card.
You have just enough to get another pack, though.
I know. Should I?
Yeah,
sure. It was the profits I had from that one stream.
Yeah, I remember actually, that.
I pulled one yesterday. It was like...
Do you want to? You pulled a. Hold on. Let me get this in real quick.
All right. I'm going to pull it. Here we go. Give me something good. I need a volt. What is it? Zapdos. Give me a Zapdos. Or a Blastoise. That Blastoise that they put in there, dude. Oh. Aerodactyl. I used to love Aerodactyl. He was like one of my mains in the game. Come on,
Aerodactyl on Pokemon Pocket's a lot of fun.
I remember at Vaporeon. I used to have one of those. Come on, baby. First edition. First edition would go hard.
I got my Espeon shipped to me, by the way.
You did? I had to KYC the stuff or whatever, and I forgot to.
Well, I haven't got it yet. Merciless Esports said good luck.
Hey, we got the Mercy chat. Let's go. That might be Selly. I don't know if... Shout out to Selly. Shout out to Public Sorrow. Some G's over there.
I am able to pull a pack on Fidgetals as well after this. I just loaded up some salami.
Some salami, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on, dude. I'm like, anticipation is building. Oh, it's because I didn't sign the transaction.
It's because you're infinitely load.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. That anticipation got me like hyped now. I'm like sweating.
It's gonna be it's gonna be a $63 card.
No, I rebuke that. It's gonna be a $600 card.
$6,000.
Give me that Bulbasaur.
Oh,
what is it?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Venusaur.
Heyo.
It's only 32 though.
It's probably like a brand new card. That's why. Yeah.
It's a 2023. I think I'm gonna send it back.
Dang, dude, you're running out of monies.
Yeah, I know, but we got the content.
Means you got to hit that 30 now.
Yeah, but should I start a strategic Venusaur treasury?
That'd be funny.
What do you think I should do here?
No, if you swap it back, you could still do another one. So swap it back.
Venusaur is pretty good, though.
Yeah, but that's like a non-recognizable Venusaur.
Yeah, but you know, people are collecting Charizards like wildfire, like any kind of Charizard.
I know, but Venusaur's been like faded since 1999. Charizard's been like
it really has been.
The Pokemon.
Even Blastoise has done well.
Yeah, I know. But nobody chooses the leaf types, bro. The grass types. All right, I'm gonna flip over real quick, and we're gonna do the Fidgetal one, and then you can decide whether you want to go back again or not.
All right,
because you'll be able to go back again. You'll have the 50.
Yeah, I'll run it back after.
So I loaded up $60, so I could hit up this $50 pack in Fidgetals. This is actually my first time ever using the platform. Kyle used it on stream, so I know how it works, and I've like navigated it. But I'm excited to open my first pack here. So yeah, let's just go ahead and open this pack. I've already did the wallet balance. All right. Did the little clicky click. I don't know if you could hear that or not. And it's going. It's bringing the claw there. It's dropping. All right. Wait. Yeah, it's still confirming. Oh, transaction failed. Oh, no. They might be out of stock. Oh, well. We'll eventually get it.
Try it again. Confirm transaction.
Yeah, I mean, I put 60 in, and it's a $50 pack, so it's nothing to do with my wallet balance. So, yeah, we'll see. We got some good luck in chat, though. Dude, what? Did this happen to you the first time you tried this?
First pack of luck. Let's get it.
Well, I hope so, but let's try this one more time. Maybe pay with your balance. My balance is $50. It's got to be the fact that they're out of stock, and maybe it's just like showing that they're in stock. He said that was a 1999 Charizard and it failed. I would be so sad, dude.
Be so wrecked.
I know.
I'd be so livid. It's like, oh my God.
I tried it back. I tried so many times it like logged me out.
It's freaking funny, man.
Yeah, so these RWAs too, like, I mean, I feel like we've emphasized this, but you can either choose to keep them on the platform as like a token, or you can like redeem the physical. The last one, I pulled like a $180 card on a $50 pool through BZ, and I decided to actually get the card shipped to me, so I'm actually keeping it. Hey! All right.
Hey, people are pulling packs on Fidgetals, huh?
This was a Pokemon pack, right? I'm gonna be kind of sad if it was. Yeah, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Oh no.
Why should it be like a
baseball card?
Like a cornhole.
Okay. Hey, dude, $50 pack, I could sell it for $99.
Dude.
It's a Swampert 2014 Japanese XY Tata Hotola Swampert. Let's go. Yeah, I'm going to sell that right now.
I'm going to sell that right now.
Hold back, baby. I just doubled my money on Fidgetals in 10 minutes. You know, the guy was right, Kyle. The guy was right. Was that from Fidgetals? From that clip that we sent of Thread Guy? We got to look that up. Hold on.
Dude, I don't know.
Let's see. It was Beanie that posted it.
Let's go.
Yeah, he was right.
Oh, I got it pulled up. Yeah.
If this is Fidgetals, he was right.
No, it's not. This is the Collector Crypt guy.
Oh, it's still funny, dude.
Wait, do you have Clemente pulled up?
No, I don't.
All right, I got it pulled up. I can't hear the sound on.
Oh, dang. She said something earlier. Can you hear it now?
Is actually yeah. Positive one to positive.
All right. Hold on. But before we go to this, I just want to show those that are watching later. I'll probably have to like cut this. But I did sell back the card for $99. So I literally doubled my money
in
like minutes. I have $109. I had 50 that I spent. And I got points. A lot of points, dude. What the heck? That got me like 15,000 points, I guess, because it was like a rare card. And I have enough to do with a $100 pool now, but I don't think the $100 pack is available. This shows like all the series and sets. This is the claw machine we just ripped. This is like the Pokemon. That's kind of cool. Just being able to like relate and see all the Pokemon card sets, blah, blah. Anyways, let's go back to the clip real quick.
And guess what? If you run the math on our platform, if you sell back every single common card and you get multiple chances to hit an uncommon, rare, or epic, your expected value is actually positive 1% to positive 2%. So we view our platform as a gamified shopping experience for trading cards that is not extractive versus Courtyard versus our other competitors
who are still extractive
at zero expected value.
Gamified shopping is a generation.
So what he means by that is the way that they can have a 55% win rate, the users, is because they're basically giving them a discount compared to their wholesale price. So it's not like they're necessarily like losing money on this. Obviously, these companies get the cards at like a 15%, 20%, whatever it is, discount as what they're selling to retail. So essentially, it's taking off of that discount and giving it to the user so you can get it cheaper there. So that's what he means by like that's how they actually keep that profitable. Do you have the Clemente clip pulled up?
Yeah.
All right, I'll pull this one down.
All right, let me get the volume on. Hang on.
Also, we had somebody in chat saying that I don't know if you're playing it, but it's not playing. He said this means two draws. I might need to pull it up because this was kind of blurry.
It looks clean on mine.
It's good enough.
You can't hear it though?
No.
Hold up. Oh yeah, it's volume's piping through. That's weird.
Here, I'll pull it up. Okay. It won't take me very long.
All right.
Let me go back to this.
The whisk in his head, though. That is freaking funny.
I guarantee you will make money on our Pokemon card gacha game. Now, you might say that's crazy, but I'm not crazy. You're crazy. We buy these Pokemon cards at 30%.
Blow it up bigger, dude. Start it over. Blow it up big.
At 5% discount to retail price. Now, if you actually
try
to sell them in the open market, you need to ship them to yourself, which is going to cost you $45. And no one is actually going to want to pay that retail price.
But we're not going to talk about that.
Go check out our gacha game Pokemon cards. You will make money. I guarantee you. Gotcha.
I gotcha.
Yeah, love that little what that, dude. That was a savage clip, bro.
That was savage clip. It's funny, dude. And I, the edit in here
of projects sometimes.
When I like glanced at this and saw the edit, I thought for a second that Clemente was on. I was like, why has he got that whisk in his ear? And then I saw that it was edited on. It's funny.
Dude, it's a funny clip. I mean, if you're a collector, whatever, but like that's funny too. You gotta admit it. Even if you like are a big fan of that platform, that is funny, dude.
So I think I gotta listen to the audience here and use this double down that I did to do two more draws. What do you think?
Do it, and then I got the BZ pulled up and I'm ready to go too.
All right, cool. So we're gonna go back to this 50. Oh, it's out of stock. I got the last card in there.
What about the 25? Are you gonna go that low? Are you gonna be a
I'll do 125. I'll call it, and then we'll do yours. Cause either way, I'll end the day profitable, but we do this for fun too. I mean, for fun, for XP. Like I said, I got the last very profitable card shipped to me. Also, if I like the card, I might just keep it because I like it. But we'll see. I'm not a big Swampert person. I didn't even recognize that card that I got. The one I had shipped to me was because it was like an OG card, like from 2000. Okay, cool, dude. I mean, I lost on that one, 10, but I do like, I say I like this guy. I like Salamence as like a card. What is it? A 2018 PSA 9 graded, blah, blah, blah. See, this is another gamification factor I feel like these RWA platforms can do is they should have incentives to keep it, right? And to not sell it back.
Right.
That will like maybe, and I am just going to keep it, and maybe they do and I just don't know about it, but like I should have like a staking in my inventory that gives me things, and that there are achievements, so maybe it plays into some of these achievements. But anyways, you kind of know what I'm talking about. So yeah. Well, that being said, let's go back to yours.
All right, let me
I got it up. Oh, it's on it's on Clemente's video.
All right, let's find it through these various tabs I have open. Okay, so that said, let's go ahead and pull this bad boy. We're trying to run it back third time.
Third time's a charm, man.
Oh no, Aries and Claw. Let me try to refresh this bad boy. It might be sold out, bro. I don't know.
It might be, man. It's crazy. It went from like us being able to do this whenever we wanted to like these platforms being sold out.
They say insufficient balance, but I think it's just sold out, bro.
I think so too.
That's that.
Dang. That's
crazy, dude.
Let me get a. If I have any on BZ, I'll see if it works for me. I don't know if I have any. I like spent my money on that last card set. Let me just make sure, though.
It doesn't say sold out. But maybe that's their way of saying it sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're using Claw. Dang, dude. I think it might be sold out.
Well, it's all good. We're at the end of the podcast anyways. We went over a lot. We opened a lot. We put sports bets on. We talked about all the thing, all Pump Fun, flipping Hyperliquid. Guys, go follow our... go follow us on audio platforms. Like, give us a review on those, please. Like, Apple.
We're on Spotify, Apple. Yeah, all
those things. You know, you can listen in later. These were all live streamed to YouTube and Kick. So if you want to watch back the live stream, it's on YouTube. But we also clip across platform too. Like, we clip on YouTube and clip on the Twitter account. So whichever those platforms you use a lot and you're frequent on, like, follow us on there. We're more than likely active on it. And we're live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern time-ish. And hopefully we can increase that frequency and in the future. And we've got a lot cooking, a lot of plans for you guys. Maybe even some, you know, we've already given away some cards while live on stream. I think we're going to do something pretty cool with that in the future. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching. And we'll see you guys next Thursday, or we'll see you in the clips that we drop. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.
Crisscross chains while the kids watch Bluey. Bitcoin ordinals, yeah, I do it chewy.
Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks. Whoa.